up, everybody?
My name is Theo. I'm an alcoholic. I'm going to start off by setting a timer because I'm not very good at this game of keeping within guidelines. Anyway, I had probably the best day of my life today. And I have three different things to thank for that. I mean, I have my higher power, I have AA, and I have pretty much everybody in this room and everybody that comes to these rooms. I draw strength, hope, and I can't put into words the amount of gratitude I have for the rooms of AA and all of you people, because you're awesome. And coming down from Philadelphia and being welcomed in with such warm embraces, it's incredible, you know? You won't find that anywhere else, I don't think. At least I haven't. Anyway, today, I was laying on my couch, not my couch, my aunt's couch, but laying on the couch, Dave Matthews playing in the background, and I'm just kind of zoning out, got a food coma going on, and it was heaven on earth. It was something that I hadn't experienced, not in that magnitude in my lifetime. And there's a prayer that my family's been saying for the past, like, 45 years or so, and it summarizes a lot of things, and there's a lot of parallels with AA, so I thought I'd read that real quick. Okay, it goes like this. Let us give thanks for this wonderful day, for the gift of life and the hope to pray, for the heavens fair and the earth so sweet, the friends so dear that we chance to meet. Let us give thanks for the sunshine bright, the light of dawn and the stars at night, the springtime rain and the summer breeze, the mountains, the streams, and the spreading trees. Let us give thanks for these blessings rare, for a family dear and the love we share, for the little ones and smiles they bring, such a goodly portion of everything. Let us give thanks in a humble way, with peace in our hearts as we pray. Our eyes and our souls ever looking above, let us give thanks to the God of love. And like I said, for 45 years we've been saying that prayer, and every year it was just something that I would say. But because of AA, because of the obsession having been removed to drink and drug, to be honest, I was able to actually feel it this year. And I think that was directly responsible for a little moment of happiness that I got afterwards. Being able to spend time with my family has been something that I can't put a price on. It's been 3 years since I was able to. I grew up in Orlando, and I was youngest of five. I quickly got into drugs and alcohol, and drinking has always been like my number one, my go-to, my solution to everything, and it solved my problems temporarily. But that external solution to an internal problem only works for so long. And my father's an active alcoholic, and he was and always has been, as far as I know. And just like seeing him with a clear head and a clean conscience, it really kept it green for me this weekend. When I was growing up, I didn't really ever get a chance to get to know him, and I don't know if I ever will. But that's not I don't really have to worry about that. What I need to worry about is today. And when I was 16, I was kicked out of high school. I moved to Pennsylvania, and it was probably one of the best things that ever happened to me. I didn't get involved with the rooms, but I got into a routine, and I was at a boarding school where I didn't use for a prolonged period of time. Got me into college, but sure enough, as soon as that structure was removed, the chains were off the beast, and I was back into the wild. I got involved with drinking got really bad. I was blacking out regularly. My mom passed away a couple years ago, and the day after she died, I didn't even get out of bed. I mean, there was stuff that needed to be done. My sisters actually moved all of my stuff from, I was moving out of my house, they moved all of my stuff out for me. And just the look of disgust in their eyes, it didn't even register at the time, but now when I think about their faces and how much I owe to them, it's sad, you know. But the cool thing is, family is they're there, you know what I mean? They've been there for me, and I'm lucky to have that. I'm grateful for that. Anyway, coming into the rooms, going to rehab, getting sober, clearing my head has given me an opportunity to experience things in life that I didn't ever think were important. The concept of a life beyond my wildest dreams has been fulfilled, and it gets better every day. The rewards of sobriety are bountiful and amazing, and 90% of the time, I don't even know the rewards until I'm like in the moment or just past, and I really get that da-da-da moment, you know what I mean? Like, wow, this is what life's about. And helping newcomers and being a part of something bigger than myself, it's amazing. And I didn't set my timer, so I don't really know where I'm at. So I've 10 minutes left, or I've been talking for 10 minutes. You got 10 minutes? All right, cool. My sponsor is a really tough guy, and I've been speaking with him every day, and that's been one thing that's really helped me to maintain my sobriety during this time. All my family drinks, but like I said, that obsession has been removed, and I don't really know why. I see people battling this over and over again, relapse after relapse. This is my first run in sobriety, my first time getting sober, and it's like I can't even imagine drinking anymore. I don't want to. I have no. It's almost like the recoil, like a hot flame, like the Big Book says. It's happy, joyous, and free. It's a happy, joyous, free life. And I don't have to worry about the repercussions of my actions because nothing I do carries any kind of consequence. It's great. Sometimes I think that my ego gets the best of me, and I started to take my will back and stuff, but sure enough, shortly after that, I'm reminded that, like, I didn't get myself sober. I got wasted at my pastor's house, fell asleep on her couch, and she came in and said, look, you got an issue. I was like, no, not me. I don't have an issue. I'm a normal everyday Joe. I'm just drunk at noon, passed out on my pastor's couch. That's normal, right? And she brought me to a counselor, and the counselor basically had an intervention on me, and that was not my doing. That was her doing. That was God's doing. That was God's will to get me into rehab. And even in rehab, I relapsed in rehab. I don't know where it clicked, but when it clicked, I finally was able to admit that I had a problem and that I was willing to go to any lengths to get sober. And that's what it's been every day. It's just willing to do whatever my sponsor tells me to do, to follow instructions, to read whatever readings I'm supposed to read, and to do the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous thoroughly and fearlessly. There's not much that I'm afraid of except for speaking in front of people, so I'm trying my best. But yeah, I'm blessed, and I can't really take claim to it, though. It's not my doing. It's been God all the way. And every time that I have any kind of issue, I throw it up and it gets removed. Any kind of sense of like discomfort, any problem that I have, especially with other people, if I pray for them, it gets resolved. And I'm in a position now where I can help other people, and that is. I'm sure of it, actually. It's not like I think. I'm sure that is the key to happiness in life, is the ability to help others. And, well, not the ability to actually help others, but being given the opportunity to do so, and being able to carry out the gratitude that I have, gratitude being an action word, is priceless, too, you know? It's like we get all these Gucci-ass gifts in sobriety. After a while, you get a nice job, you get a girlfriend, if you're lucky, right? You get to see your family and stuff like that, but what it really boils down to, happiness is that light that turns on in a newcomer's eyes, you know what I mean? Like that that spark when you know that you're helping another alcoholic get through a time that without you, they would drink. They'd kill themselves. You saving someone's life. And that's the most powerful thing I think I've ever felt. So that's all I got. Thanks.